Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining across Israel today, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has hit Iran's IRGC over a deadly attack on troops in Jordan. Airstrikes have entered their second week. Also, the U.S. has struck Iran for the eighth consecutive night following the deadly attack on troops, according to JNS, just minutes ago. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Iran's recent attacks underline the need for a permanent regional defense alliance among Israel and Gulf states. Separately, Ynet reports that Israel is monitoring the U.S.-Iran escalation and has offered to join strikes. Washington, however, urges restraint. And finally, the IDF has closed the area around Gaza ahead of a planned settler march on the Strip. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi, an Israeli commentator, wrote just minutes ago about the importance of Zionism. He argues it's not just about saving one nation, but a model for survival and identity for the West. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, shared details about Yael Shevash. Her husband was murdered by Palestinians, and her house was burned yesterday in Samaria. Foul play is suspected, and she highlights the lack of media attention on such incidents. RT by D. Smith reflects on the U.S. crackdown on the IRGC. They criticize it as too little, too late, drawing attention to the need for stronger actions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the U.S. has issued a worldwide alert fearing Iranian retaliation against Americans overseas. The airstrikes mark a significant escalation between the U.S. and Iran. This raises concerns over regional stability and the safety of international travelers. Turning to the JNS update, the latest U.S. strikes aim to swiftly punish IRGC forces. This action underscores the ongoing tension and the U.S. commitment to countering Iranian aggression. It highlights the complexities of regional geopolitics as both nations engage in this prolonged conflict. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post emphasizes the importance of a regional defense alliance. Iran's actions have shown that proximity and alliances matter more than active war declarations. This could lead to tighter military and strategic collaborations among neighboring countries to deter future threats. The Ynet report shows Israel's readiness to participate in U.S.-led strikes, but Washington advises caution. With increased U.S. military presence, there's a heightened alert for possible Iranian or proxy retaliation. This situation puts Israel on edge, balancing between support and restraint. Finally, the IDF's closure of the Gaza border area reflects heightened security concerns. The planned settler march poses potential risks of clashes, prompting preventive measures. This affects local residents and the broader security landscape in the region. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business explains Israel's recent economic reforms targeting various sectors. These reforms aim to tackle business loan costs and boost consumer protection, potentially easing financial burdens for citizens. Separately, CTEC discusses global economists' concerns about AI. Their warning is not about AI's power, but society's slow adaptation. This discussion is crucial for Israel's tech sector, which is heavily invested in AI advancements. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on Victory's new fuel discounts. Offering cheaper fuel cards, this move helps mitigate rising fuel costs, benefiting consumers across Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.